stock that you have to remain.
That's the tassel.
Okay. And this is a large thing, something like a squash that grows out of the garden on the ground.
Pumpkin.
Yeah.
And you'll find a pumpkin.
Yeah,
down here.
Sure. Now this is a kind of melon that is chilled and eaten for breakfast.
Are you talking about the cantaloupe or the... a lot of times we'll refer to it as a mushmelon.
The same thing.
It's probably...
Holds up with the kind of orange inside.
Yes.
And the brownish, rough
Yes.
skin. Do you have a different name for the ones that are kind of greenish and white, or whitish-yellow inside? They're about the same size, but they're...
Dew melon.
Okay. Or honeydew melon? Or
yes.
Dew
melon? Well, either honeydew or dew.
Okay. What about those long melons? Red.
Those are watermelons.
Okay, are there any different kinds of those that you know and you have names that distinguish different kinds of watermelons?
We have the striped and the green.
Okay. You don't use any other terms though for distinguishing?
No.
Okay. These are little things that grow in you. Some of them are poisonous and some are not. You have to be very careful if you're picking them. When you cook them, when you use them as steak, slice them up and fry them. Put them fried in butter and serve with steak. There's also a soup made of this cream of
mushroom.
Yeah. Now, do you have a name for the poisonous ones?
Are you talking about the toad's tombs?
Okay, right. Now, if someone had something in his throat, it was stuck in his throat, and you'd say he couldn't
swallow.
All right. And two common things that people smoke are
cigarettes and cigars.
All right. And if you don't, you don't have any outstanding debts, you might say, I'm not to anybody. I'm not
in debt, or I don't owe anybody.
Okay. And someone says, are you able to do this? And you say, yes, I
am. Or I can.
All right. And you say, no, I
can't.
And you're very tired. Yeah, I'm really tired because I worked.
Worked hard, or
yeah, I'll just say that whole thing all day.
I'm tired because I really worked hard all day.
Okay. And if someone is someone's been sick for a while and then they die, the doctor arrives and wants to tell somebody that the person is dead. Might say he is.
Well, we just used to say he is dead.
All right. How about already? The idea here is somewhere. Of course, I don't think he was then dumb.
No.
If someone isn't careful, but should be, you might say he what to be careful.
He ought.
All right. And if you're going to tell a child not to go someplace, you say you.
You can't.
How about, you ever use dastened or darned or dast?
Darned. Well, you darned.
If someone doesn't know something, but you think the person should, you might say you to know that. You
ought to know it.
And the person wants to say that isn't so. He might say he had ought to know that. And then if the negative of that would be he.
He doesn't know it, or...
Well, did you ever use hadn't ought to know?
Yes, I've heard that, hadn't ought to know.
Mm-hmm. Someone says, will you do this? And you say, no.
No, I won't.
All right. And a person wants to know if you'll help them. If you'll be able to help them, and you're not sure, you say, well, I'll be able to help you.
I might be able to help
you. Did you ever use might could? I might could help you?
That's frequent. I've heard it.
You wouldn't use it yourself.
No, I don't think so.
If you thought a person should have helped you but didn't, you might say to that person, you have helped me.
You should have.
Okay.